Cue the music.
Okay. I'm Aaron. This is Noah.
I'm Noah.
This podcast, what's this podcast about, Noah?
Aaron, what are you trying to get at there?
What we do...
Yeah, we're about to explain.
Today we have an expert.
My expertise, happens to be,
What is this show, Noah?
Man.
Schooling Noah with Aaron Maslow and a special guest.
It's a working title.
It's a working title. We don't have it.
Okay, so what do you got there?
I got my birth control pills that I was supposed to take at 5, and I was about to take them. You can't get pregnant
right. It's 6:04, y'all, so that means that...
West Coast time, though. Okay, she's
popping the blister pack. Does it have to be easy? Is it set like your time zone, 5 o'clock?
She doesn't have. She doesn't need any water.
Colorado, and so do my pills. Okay. I don't know.
Your body can be anywhere.
You just ate that whole thing. You didn't need any water or nothing.
I ate just 20 pills. I'm used to like dry swallowing them because I always am not near water.
All right, so that's a birth control pill. Is that correct?
That is a birth control pill.
And what does that do? Yeah. Controls birth.
It does, and it prevents pregnancies. 99% effective.
Oh, she's got a whole
kit. I brought
kit.
You.
Is that a DD?
Dungeons and Dragons stick?
Dental dam, he says. He's been playing.
I'm already.
Have you been Googling this?
This is awesome that you brought.
Yeah,
to our
I
listeners.
A lot.
To our listeners. Oh my god. I'm psyched. So, by the way, might as well just introduce. Our guest today is Mimi Moreno.
Miriam.
I don't think so.
No disrespect, Miriam. My co-host is a little slow.
Oh. Where'd you get Mimi? Who told you that secret?
Oh, I just thought that was short for Miriam. Is that your nickname?
That is literally my nickname.
I'm going to start doing it. And okay. I, by the way, have been calling you to that. I've been calling that.
You've been calling me that for a while?
Yeah. In like,
not
just
to
in
you,
my
but
head.
Of you.
And
yeah,
to
it's
other
in
people.
Your head because it wasn't. Ever said to me out loud, but
well, I've been saying I was like I would always say to it, whoever I was like, hey, where's that Mimi tonight? And he knew what I was talking about. God,
to whoever,
that is a whole thing.
Whoever meaning, yeah, you put this whole thing in your vagina. No, you don't. This,
whoa,
it's just
that
this,
was like
I don't know how to.
That is a dental floss amount of string coming out of that with a hoop on the end. It looks like a game you'd get at like a fair. When
yeah,
you know,
blow all your money.
The good
in.
Thing about us, Mimi, balls. Is that we're close friends, so that I can use that, and I won't though because we're in a professional environment.
No,
today.
I like
really
it.
Are.
So
use
we
it
are
in a professional
we are
environment.
With Miriam Moreno, and she's gonna talk to us about. Can I get a drum roll? No, reproductive. Health.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
That's awesome.
That is interesting.
And personally, as a staunch evangelical...
I have a surprise for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you want to let me finish?
The gifts keep coming.
As a staunch evangelical,
gifts keep giving.
A hard right conservative and just traditionalist, I'm a little nervous.
Those things are so yucky.
I'm a little nervous.
Did he mention,
well,
did
frankly,
he mention virgin?
This stuff is
did
a little
mention
are you
virgin?
A virgin, Noah? Do you feel comfortable
it's not going to come up.
This
it's
is,
not going to come up.
It won't. It won't
it's going to come up. I'm going to force it.
Yeah. Don't force it. I believe
I'm
that's
confused
illegal.
Why there is a tag that says evidence on some of this stuff. That's sort of
oh,
yucky.
That's funny because it okay. was out of a...
This is a demo.
Cop's locker.
Right. You guys...
Cop's locker.
It says demo unit.
Oh. So I would just want to touch on a couple things.
Which is what you're going to be doing.
I brought.
When you're using that IUD.
A vagina.
Oh my God, it's a full model. I need to get a
that's
picture of
it
that.
It is a full model.
That's not
you guys,
we're going to
have pictures
like.
Up don't, on the website.
Yeah.
That's not what it looks like.
This is literally what's inside me right now with the plastic.
Damn.
This is the inside. It looks like a little mouse.
So let's just walk
oh,
through it because
yeah.
people can't see what we're looking at.
Yeah.
But it's a it's
this
a plastic, or maybe it's a veneer.
It's
plastic.
It's plastic.
You can see through it. It's a.
You know what? It's a hard plastic.
And I brought condoms to keep here.
I'm gonna need some of those.
Yeah, this is
don't
a
high five
this that. This is an east west cross section of a reproductive of a women female reproductive system.
That's
and I
right.
can see what do I see? I see a fallopian tube. I see a.
Labia minora, labia majora. That's
the,
out there on the.
See the vaginal canal. I see where the cervix would be.
Noah.
There's a uterus.
This is actually the cervix right
that's
here.
The cervix.
Yeah, so you don't fucking know either. None of us know. Just because we don't work.
That's so funny that we don't know anything.
No, it's really funny. It's so
look,
so funny.
It's not that funny.
No, it's not that funny.
I've only gone in like a bat.
Actually, I would
no
be worried.
No idea. Echolocation. That's my only.
It's
experience.
A little bit worrisome. I would be a little bit concerned if I would like if we got just a. Certainly, no one out there knows anything about this.
That's why we're here. We're going to learn.
Yeah, we're going to learn a little bit.
So, wait, where do we start?
I didn't know anything about my own vagina until I was like 20.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, and you had a vagina that whole time?
I had one the whole time.
Holding 20 years worth of
vagina. Yeah, and I didn't really understand what's going on. That's I was just shoving up tampons, not knowing where they
just
were going.
Just like, this will catch the rainwater.
Soaked in alcohol.
This will stop it.
Just high school.
Yeah.
Can we take a step back first?
Yeah.
I used to work at Planned Parenthood for like 3 years. Yeah, I was a sex health educator for a little while, and then when I was in college, I worked for the health center, and I gave out condoms and sex ed information. Yeah, but when I worked with Planned Parenthood, they put me in the warehouse eventually. So I was just slinging boxes of condoms out the door.
Were you giving out?
Like, I don't know how.
Were you giving out condoms at like baseball games with your shirt off? Like, what up, ladies?
When I was giving out condoms, it was at bars, and I had to wear a little condom hat.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I can't remember.
Was it in Denver?
It was in Boulder.
Oh,
B-town.
Which, you know what? They're a very liberal city.
Yeah, highest concentration of HPV anywhere in the world. Believe it or not.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. No wonder nobody.
I know a little bit.
Look that up, and that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't think so either.
The fact that you don't know concerns me.
So. Yeah, we really did bring you on to cross-check us and fact-check us.
Where is the highest concentration of HPV in the world?
Probably
in mom's house.
At her loins.
Just kidding, no. Oh my God, Noah. Wow.
I can't believe there's tears in his eyes and everything.
No, I'm just
If I knew what HPV actually meant and was, it'd be... I'd be
human
disgusted.
Papillova virus.
Human
papillomia. Pampalonia, where they do the bullfight.
Human pantalones virus.
I thought that was that spicy meat you get at the deli.
Oh, no, that HPV. Is gabagool.
Pampalumia.
Gabagool is whatever you want it to be. I learned that from The Sopranos.
Oh, that's cool.
I think they kind of call everything gabagool.
Can you do it as The Sopranos and explain it to us?
Who am I?
Sopranos
am
is a bunch of different characters.
You're Tony.
No, Tony? You're Big Pussy. Which actually is a very
relevant. Did you watch that with your parents? How do you know?
The closeted gay man, pussy?
No, he was the guy that they shot on the boat. Was he gay?
Yeah, he was closeted gay.
I don't remember that.
Wow.
So we have two.
No respect for the Sopranos.
No. That, I'm just saying, we have two relevant things. So you're Big Pussy.
Yeah.
Do the scene.
I don't
action.
Have
action?
A big pussy, but I will be big
yes,
pussy.
That's what I said.
Explaining what a gabagool is.
Gabagool, hey, I'm pussy. This is gabagool.
And scene.
And whatever answers, you want to
that answers our question.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Let's get into the weeds here, though, because I don't think we've really started.
So why? So what is reproduction?
You guys are hard to wrangle. You're like fucking cats. All right.
I wouldn't fuck cats.
Yeah. By the way, cats not hard to wrangle.
Feline,
do it the right way.
Feline AIDS. Staying on topic.
That's
perfect place
that's
to start.
Yeah. Feline leukemia, like human AIDS. So.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they both made a movie about them.
Philadelphia.
With, yes, thank you.
Dallas Meowers Club. Maybe you've heard of it. So yes. We're here with you. Movie. You're going to talk to us about reproductive health. So let's start with, why do we need to know this stuff? What are people doing that they need all these tools and accessories and plastic vagina?
And again, I need to state,
I love that.
I need to state my strong opposition to all of this. Politically.
Yeah, we got
what
it.
Is any okay, school me a little bit. What's an evangelicalist?
Evangelicalist is a crazy.
What do they believe? I think we respect everyone in this room.
I don't know if that's true.
Nah, it's
I don't think it should be true.
It's a believer.
Mm-hmm. Like super
Christian things.
Mostly like
usually new Christian.
Right.
New
American
age,
Christians.
American Christians.
I don't even
the giant mega churches, those are all evangelical.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The South is full of evangelicals. So like not Catholics.
Yeah.
The hypocritic Christians.
Yeah, the hypocritic
okay,
Christians.
So to start, I really have to know what no one knows. So Noah, you grew up, did you ever have a sex talk with your parents? Or where did you learn about sex?
I learned,
and
well...
What did you retain?
Well, I gotta tell you, the nuns didn't
virginity.
Spend too much... Okay.
Oh, you went to, like,
you brought
Catholic
it up, didn't
school?
You?
He's a virgin?
I don't know.
No, he doesn't know.
So we'll just go with yes for now. Just
well,
to
no,
save
we
time.
Don't. We don't really have to do that.
All right.
Anyway,
we'll
the
no.
point is I fucking partied in high school, and...
And you got someone pregnant?
Yeah, I got this hoe pregnant... Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And
yeah, you the hoe.
Yeah, seriously.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
No, no nucks. No.
Deps.
So you didn't get anyone pregnant. Yeah. And
I didn't party. And I had like one sex ed class and it was really confusing.
Okay.
No, you know what? I'm kidding. I'm playing a bit. I know everything. Why am I on the interrogation?
Because they want to know what I have to teach you. It so
actually, just start from the beginning. And the whole just
yeah, start, so for Noah, start with Adam and Eve.
Okay, for Aaron, start from the beginning. I should
Why
say.
Why don't
for
you guys
me, start
telling me how to start, and I'll start.
Well, you were asking hard questions.
Yeah, you just
got
I
us
was
all
trying to figure out
flustered
how virginy Noah is.
I mean, he's dabbled.
I've fucking killed people. Does that? I mean,
wow. No.
Okay. I don't know if murder
so,
has anything to do with it.
Yeah, I don't think so. He's murdering puss, but I don't
Thank
think
you.
That's happening.
Yeah.
No.
I'm so sweaty.
Well, this was sponsored by NuvaRing.
I fucking hate this.
This whole thing is
this
sponsored
is
by
gross
NuvaRing.
And I hate before this. I'm taking all these condoms to put on my hands.
Guys, before we move forward, we have we have some reads from NuvaRing.
Oh, yeah, NuvaRing.
Noah, if you could go ahead and read our sponsors.
Thanks. NuvaRing for external demonstration. Oh, gross. Before prescribing NuvaRing, please read the accompanying prescribing information. Please call 800-672-6372. Copyright 1962. We should
we'll get that updated. Get you know what? But that's great. Thank you to NuvaRing and all your
That's like
inserting all of your
that's
things.
That's like several here. That's like maybe a decade before Roe v. Wade. So I would definitely
Wow, that that's
out.
Really good, Noah. I'm really proud of
you. Know what?
You
I know
that.
A lot about the politics
I
about it.
I
try
to high-five you
Yeah, but
that.
It seemed really pandering.
No,
it seemed really...
she was actually...
I was actually
congratulatory
really, yeah.
and...
Condescending?
Nope.
No, I wasn't. Okay. I was really on board.
It's
and
too
I
late now.
Me.
Too late for high-fives
so,
now.
So, reproductive health is super important because that's how people have safe sex. They prevent STDs. They prevent unwanted pregnancies.
What is an STD? Are we going to get there later?
Yeah. An STD stands for sexually transmitted diseases or STI, sexually transmitted
infection.
Infection,
sure. We all cut our finger and then fingered the wrong girl or boy.
Yes. So basically, they can only get a couple of them can only be transmitted through blood. A couple of them can only be transmitted through finger blasting.
Now,
yeah.
Are when is it viral? Bloodborne
when
or
when you put it on camera
or otherwise.
That's true and that's true. So what do you mean viral? It's like
which ones are curable? And which
well,
ones live
all,
with you forever?
That's okay.
They're all treatable.
HPV, they're all treatable.
Thank you.
HPV can be forever. There's certain strands that are forever.
Oh my god.
Cuz they can
love.
Cause genital warts and those are forever.
And how many
G-dubs.
Cases of cervical cancer don't involve HPV?
I don't know.
Great.
I didn't come with numbers.
No, you just came with
props.
You know,
props. I'm a numbers guy.
That's true. I came with props.
Which we like, but
why are you making a puppet out of the giant diaphragm?
The diaphragm, yeah.
I'm going to want to look at that in a second.
Okay.
Don't put it on your mouth.
And then
a lot of people have
HIV, AIDS, that is forever. Syphilis. Herpes is forever, but it is treatable.
Yeah.
And you can
syphilis
get, like, flare-ups.
Is forever?
Syphilis has stages. So if you go past stage three, it is not treatable. And then you Al Capone.
Terminal?
Yeah.
What are you? Yeah. Whoa, Al Capone
start
syphilis?
Start pissing pus and then
yeah.
die.
Yeah.
Old
Once
piss
you start
pus
pissing,
Al Capone.
A bunch of really famous
yeah.
people have had syphilis. Didn't
all the cool guys.
Yeah,
had
yeah,
syphilis.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Well, that was like the poet's
didn't,
way out in the 17th
didn't,
century.
Didn't
yeah.
Wait a second.
Book.
Hey man, did we're on the radio, so no effing.
Oh yeah.
You can't say.
Yeah, you're right. Everything else we've said up to this point has been super kosh.
So
it's
okay.
Evangelical.
So if it is
us.
Treatable.
Yeah.
It's probably
it's treatable if you catch it early.
Bacterial infection.
If it's
Freud.
Treatable,
if it's curable, then it's usually bacterial.
Yes.
Okay.
And then
can you look at this for a second?
Oh God!
Why is this color?
And you just have one wife?
I do. I have one. She's lovely.
Then I don't know where you got it.
I rode a bus without pants, so there's that.
It wouldn't live long enough. Honestly, people are scared to share drinks when someone has herpes, and we should kill
be.
That stigma.
You
because
should be, friend.
No, you shouldn't.
When do you, so when do you,
it's, okay, herpes is like a weak kind of STD if it's living on the surface. Like, you can wipe a drink off and then it would just go away.
What if you don't wipe?
Then you probably, can contract it if you're like sharing drinks really quickly.
Sounds like you just talked yourself into a circle there.
What are you talking about?
Well, you can't, you're supposed to stop the stigma of getting herpes from drinking a little herp cup, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, yeah, if you don't wipe that shit off, you
can. What if the drink is herpes?
Well, you shouldn't like try to get herpes. If you can avoid it, cool. If not, whatever. Everybody has it.
All right, well, this is a hot take.
Let me ask you this.
This is not a hot take.
Why is herpes so bad?
It's not so bad.
You're missing the whole thing. You're missing everything.
No, I understand we shouldn't stigmatize it. But why should we not even contract it in the first place?
Just because it's inconvenient.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
You have to tell everybody.
You
want to
get laid again? You better hide them. You better just speak forthcoming.
Yeah, I mean, it just causes cold sores, uncomfortableness, awkwardness. I mean, people come in and get tested for herpes more often than you'd think, just because they're scared to have it. But once they know they have it, they don't change their sexual behavior, so it doesn't even matter.
So they're not going to change their sexual behavior. Yeah. What kinds of things can they employ to make sure that they're not contracting, probably better, not spreading disease or infection?
Yeah. Well, getting tested if you have a sore, that way you can treat it better, so you can know if you need medication for suppressing herpes outbreaks or for just preventing. Yeah.
That's really interesting. I think Noah is a sore.
Yeah, well, Mella? Is that your girlfriend? Oh, Noah.
Noah Mella?
No, he said my name. He just...
he's out of here. Well, we're going to have to take a time out. Time out to talk to the...
Sorry. Hey, guys. Little give
baby
it,
Noah. We said we'd never mention Wally on the podcast again after last week's fiasco with the water. But,
you should listen. You should listen to the show more.
I don't know.
So these things.
Yeah. So condoms.
I don't get it.
Condoms are a great way to prevent STDs.
Sure.
Interesting.
You put it on hard so you know how much you have to unroll it.
What is hard?
It's erect.
It's erect.
A firm member.
We have to elect who.
Easy.
Anyway, pal. You suck.
Noah, I don't Guys, think I get you've all, you walked know, five I, steps today without getting a boner.
It's hard being 12. I get
right.
it. Right. Yeah.
Hey,
you
man.
Pick up that mic.
I just got to say, if this is...
No, we're not
going
to even...
We've been here for 10 minutes, and if this is the way this is going to go...
No, we're going to treat you with respect moving forward after this next comment.
Okay, yeah.
You're just going to play with this shit, and I don't give a...
So what other? So there's condoms. You roll that on hard.
Yeah, you roll that on hard.
Okay, that's hilarious. Go ahead.
And then
So we were talking about things that don't have hormones. There's condoms. There's female condoms. There's spermicidal lube.
How do you roll a female condom on?
Would that be like an IUD or
No, it's kind of like it literally looks IED? Like a long condom.
Explain that. A long condom.
It literally looks like a really big long condom.
A magnum.
Aren't these condoms big enough already? Like, I think they're...
Well, it goes inside of the girl. So it's like you're kind of...
Oh.
I don't know.
Like a bag.
Yeah, kind of. Cool. Literally kind of like a bag. And then there's dental dams, which is just like a piece of... Like plasticky latex. And then...
it's like a mouth guard.
What's the... Yeah, I never got the idea. I don't like flavored anythings. And dental dams are pretty much...
Because you have no taste, dog.
Well, flavored
taste
dental dams, no good for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never used a dental dam. I just have seen them and know about them.
I'm sure you've gotten feedback in the clinic.
Yeah, some people come and get them all the time.
And again, I'm sure this is...
Oh, you know what they'd be good for also? The butt.
Yeah, oh my God.
But anyway, you can't reproduce out of the butt, so you probably shouldn't be messing around back there.
Totally.
But we're working on it.
You can, but you should.
Yeah.
No, you can.
You can do whatever you want, but anal sex is very tricky.
Risky.
Because if you're not using condoms or lube, you're more prone to tears, and tears are basically wounds, and then you're contracting.
You have a way
syphilis,
in.
Syphilis, HIV, hepatitis.
Because someone put something in it.
One time my dad yelled at me a lot.
Because I'm down for a good time.
That's two knucks.
That's three knucks.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm
Yep.
against it.
Yeah, but if you're going to do it, you should definitely talk to your partner about when the last time they got tested was.
Yes.
Do they often you do anal? And if they're using condoms and lube, make sure you use lube if you don't have a condom.
What does lube do?
It just makes it easier for you to glide in, so it prevents
tearing. You're just asking the gross questions.
No, I mean,
he's asking the right questions. What's things people are scared to ask.
What's the squishy thing?
This is actually an implant. So this is what it's going to feel like under your skin.
What it's going to feel like under
this
your skin.
This little thing.
Oh,
this
I
is
see.
An implant. So this is a birth control method. Here.
It's an implant. So it's injected into your skin. And then
this is an IED.
Oh,
no,
I see.
Stop saying IED.
Improvised explosive.
It's an IUD, and this is not an implant.
Is it sharp?
No.
So
it's
these
not
are
sharp.
Now. So now we're getting into hormonal
this is
treatments.
Look at this. Yes.
For
preventing
it.
That's scary.
Pregnancy.
These do not prevent STDs.
Oh.
Yeah, these don't block anything.
Except for the chillums.
Chillums. Man, I wish I had that going back, you know. I'll take an implant.
Is
there male birth control?
Does
Can
your
we
wife
talk about
listen
that?
To us?
Yeah. She wishes the same.
Oh. That's good. You guys both have the same regrets. So this is an implant.
It's the only way we stay married.
That's awful. Could you imagine?
So it's like a
no,
big...
I mean,
hurts.
This is literally what it would feel like right here in your arm.
So it goes in your arm.
Yeah.
This is like
subdermal.
A big squishy pad.
It goes in your arm.
Man,
no, it doesn't come with the pad. Firm. This is what your skin would be.
So then
people
you have
are
to,
what we're
so
all
you have to recover and sit on this
on.
For like 4 days?
You don't have to sit on anything.
Like a donut
goes,
or something?
It looks like a flesh-toned like nuclear button. Like somebody turns a key,
yeah,
flips
somebody
the thing
opens
up, and then like push the button.
Pregnant.
Wow, I'm keeping
beep, beep,
that.
Beep, beep, beep. Oh, I think I popped it.
No, it's fine. So it goes under your arm. It's good for 4 years.
And what is this one called? An implant.
This is an implant.
So there's different brands. You can
this
take
is
your
just
pick.
There's just one brand of implant. It's called a Nexplanon.
Interesting.
As far as
oh,
I know,
you know what? We have
there's
an
like
ad.
Five different brands of IUDs.
We have an ad from Nexplanon. Aaron, did you want to?
Oh, sure. Let me get their copy
you know,
here.
That's not actually going to be necessary.
When you're trying to make a baby, but you want to make your career first, Explanon, it'll get you on that.
Explanon,
Explanon, and on.
There are no.
So anyway, there's lots of hormonal treatment for pregnancy.
Yes.
So there's the implant.
So
there's also birth control, which we talked about.
Birth control pills.
Sure, which we talked
which
about.
Which you saw. Yep.
And they come in little blister packs, and you have to take them at the exact same time every
same
day?
Same time every day.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then you get pregnant. What do you mean?
Oh,
but what is the science behind? Because let's say...
Oh, you want science.
There is a couple of hours that you can, you know, have a little leeway, but... Just for
yeah, if the sun goes if, past the horizon, you need.
Let's
to
say you miss a day, do you have to start
double
over?
Up.
If you miss a day, you just take the next pill the same time, and then you use a backup method, being condoms, for the next 3 days.
Jesus.
But it also depends on what pack you're on.
So
like
you really
what,
shouldn't. Miss
so where you
yes.
are in your cycle?
Yes, where you are in your cycle.
So Noah, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's all very simple.
Do we need to talk about like the actual reproductive system?
No, because. That's not part of reproductive health.
This is what?
Yeah, I don't think maybe Noah has a point
no,
here.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank
this
you, Aaron.
Is where it goes.
So
and
she's
this
pointing
is where
to the vaginal
goes.
Canal.
Yeah. It's yeah. great that you can use all of those terms like it and there. God damn it.
Have
that's
never,
what I'm here for, baby. Crash course.
Yeah, this is great.
Did you ever watch Crash Course, my sister? Here?
Yeah, I did.
Tom Green, he wrote The Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah, and his
Tom
brother.
Green did.
That's not
the Velocity
he had testicular cancer, huh?
Tom wrong
Green?
Tom Green.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's actually not Tom Green.
It's not.
Anyway, yeah, check him
read
out.
Read The Fault in Our Stars, you guys. It's and Paper Towns.
Paper Towns is good too. Okay, let's get back. So there's
is
other hormonal treatments. So you can wear NuvaRing is another one. It's an implant that goes inside of the
NuvaRing is not an implant at all. It's a rubber. It's like a little rubbery
it's like a
ring.
It's like a fun little thing.
It's
like
a,
if you're
what is it called when it's empty in the middle? That's a
I
word
think
for
you
it.
Just said it. Empty
it's
in
empty
middle.
In the middle.
A hole.
It's a circle.
It's a hole.
It's a hole.
It's a little squishy. It almost looks like a hair tie.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's like plasticky.
Except if you put it in your hair, it's going to get
pregnant.
It's gonna get pregnant. Your hair will get pregnant. So this goes in your vagina, right in here.
Okay, slips in. So it's like a ring.
You doesn't look like it's gonna fit. Doesn't look like. Oh, okay. No, it'll fit.
And you leave this string on.
Yeah,
it fits pretty snugly, actually.
Oh wow.
No, your vagina doesn't have to be snugly because
I said snugly.
That's what I said. Snugly. What do you think I said?
Oh, we did say the same word.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
You know, it's kind of a funny thought, though.
So it's pretty squishy, so it fits into any vagina. Yeah.
If, like, you're playing around in there, you might hook it.
No.
Like a prize? No, it's in there good.
What if you're a real pro?
What are you doing? BMX tricks with your...
You're talking about me. I'm saying if you are, because I know there are pros
out
there.
At sex?
Hooking Nuva rings? Fishing, yeah, fishing guess. In a vagina.
You know, I'm sort of confused about where. Yeah.
So sometimes it can come out during sex, but you can only.
Oh, you're talking about sex.
I don't know. Are you just fishing with your penis and vaginas and not having sex? And
isn't
just
that
fishing
isn't sex
for
the definition I give it?
Yeah, isn't it sort of
isn't
a spectrum
it agreed upon?
It should be a spectrum that both partners are agreeing
Let's
on.
Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Consent.
What should we be doing?
How do you spell it?
You
first
guys are
of
just
all.
Tossing around words.
I don't think tossing
By the way,
is
we can't
word.
Wait to have
wow.
you back again.
Wow.
Okay, so here's a question. If you are using these devices, what are the chances of preventing
these
pregnancy?
Accessories. I brought this little handy dandy.
Oh my gosh, I used to hand out that. I used to send that
pamphlet
to clinics. Yes.
Yeah.
God,
okay.
It hasn't
so
changed.
So
we no, there isn't. Christ. This is
There's
this is
one,
it.
Two, three, four, no, five,
get your,
six, seven, eight, nine.
Evangelical
then,
hand off of this.
And then also, there's also one, two, three,
He's
four,
this
five.
Is,
this
how many
has
boxes
nothing
are on the pamphlet?
That's how many, I have 70 birth control.
Is it really?
No. Okay, so there's IUDs, implants, Depo, pills, patch, Nuva ring. These are all the same.
Condoms.
And we'll have these all for sale on our website.
We will. Yeah, I have my own brand of IUD.
Yeah, Schooling Noah IUDs.
Foam, suppositories,
quick.
And film.
Yeah. Okay, so let's
start
up
like
here.
Sounds like a class you would take.
Film and foam studies.
I'm taking foam and film studies yeah. at the
I'm
university.
I'm putting on my butt and filming. About it.
Come
suppositories.
On. Yeah, you know,
okay,
sometimes we're having fun and sometimes it's just like, what?
Sometimes it's like, take it easy.
Come on.
Thank you, Mimi.
Okay, so here we go. IUDs, implant, 99% effective. That means there's a 1% chance you going to get pregnant.
And that's the whole, what the whole movie.
This is actually, that's what
the
Hurt Locker's about.
They try to
remove. I'm glad you figured out what I was going
to say. They try to remove the Paragard from, what is it, Iraq?
It's Iraq. It sure is.
Yeah.
Jeremy Renner
in Iraq. he tried to remove an IUD and he couldn't, you know, it was bigger than this, but this is basically what it looks like.
Do you get so sad thinking about army dogs?
Oh my God, yes.
What? Did they use that in the movie?
Probably. They got to smell stuff.
You've never seen the
movie. I hear they use guinea pigs now to find landmines because
yeah, I hear that
well,
too.
I don't care about guinea pigs.
Exactly, but well, you send
guinea,
a dog out there.
Can a guinea pig act as a birth control method?
You just had to look at a paper to see.
Dude, if
control.
Somebody has a guinea pig, get out.
Get
you
out.
Don't want to be in that life.
Get out ferrets.
I mean,
ferrets.
You can.
That's choosing your partner correctly.
Okay, if we're being realistic, if you put a guinea pig and if it's in your vagina and it's just blocking, you know, semen from the cervix,
nothing,
technically.
Nothing's going to get in there.
All that I have room for is this damn guinea pig,
yeah,
and
so
it is
sorry.
Clawing
I'm not
me
feeling,
up.
I'm not in the mood tonight.
I am shredded here, pal.
So, yeah, it works two ways.
It does work.
I'd say.
So, yeah, cool. Guinea pigs are an excellent
pigs,
birth control.
But they're not on the list. So
right. Because
okay. They're not in the 90s.
Yeah.
When is it super effective? Like, what are the best methods for preventing pregnancy and STDs?
I would say...
I don't see castration on here. Oh, sterilization.
Oh, where's
sort
abstinence for Noah? Where's abstinence?
That's pretty 100%. What?
That is 90. That's 100%.
You could still
yeah.
get an STD with sterilization.
No, I'm talking about abstinence. I'm talking
right.
about waiting until.
That's unrealistic, Noah.
Really unrealistic.
Yeah, everyone I know is like, I'm gonna wait, and then they're like, I'm gonna fuck.
Oh shit! Dude.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think you should. I think you should
introduce your friends to Noah.
I also think. Well, that
Noah, how old
I would
are you?
Like to talk.
Let
about
me find
too.
Some demos for you.
Second of all, I think you need to skim through the New Testament one more time.
Noah, have
you
met
I mean?
The plastic vagina?
You know,
plenty
I did.
Plenty of room.
Yeah.
Plenty of room.
good practice tool. Does
look like there's plenty of
room. Oh, look at it's ribbed for our my pleasure.
Ribbed for everyone's inside.
Wow,
pleasure.
Look at that. That's cool.
That's not real. That's just
this is
hyperbole, right?
No, this is cool. Ooh. Okay.
This is so
all these things are very effective at
yes,
preventing
they range from like 94% to 99% effective, okay, depending on what method and user error. Like if you're not taking your pills every day,
sure,
you're not gonna win.
If you're if you have a IUD installed, those are 99% effective, as you mentioned.
If you get it installed,
inserted,
yeah, those are 99% effective.
The key is to put it by a highway and hide it under some like dust and bags. So then when you know the Yanks come by, they don't see it. They don't even know where to look.
Yeah,
they're pretty effective. I mean, if you look at the numbers,
those poor dogs. Okay,
listen,
so
I didn't see 039. I don't know what you guys are. What's that movie?
Zero Dark Thirty.
Zero Dark Flirty. Yeah.
Not about IUDs.
It's not. What is that one?
That one's
what are
about
you talking about? The Hurt Locker.
How does an IUD work? Because it looks like handlebars with like.
Looks like a poker stick.
This is what this is for. Okay. So this is a smaller scale of the uterus.
Oh, look at that.
And then this is. Oh, sorry. This is the uterus.
Come
this
on.
This is the cervix. I'm showing you.
And what is this? The butt?
This is the butt. This is. Don't nux for that. This is the butt right here.
Oh, that's the no. Oh, that's the rectum.
Fucking not.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. It should be like this.
Yeah.
Oh man. Whoa. I thought she was presenting.
Okay, guys.
So I didn't know.
I'm really confused.
Oh, you didn't.
Now.
Okay.
I didn't really picture.
So
it.
We'll hold it like this for Noah's sake.
That makes
sake.
Sense. Oh, okay. So them's is
so
their guts.
So this is the cervix.
Them's is the cervix.
And that then this is sense. Where the IUD is going to sit. So just imagine it like this.
Sure.
Oh, okay. It does look pretty. So similar. You don't feel it. Like men don't feel it during sex, but you might feel the strings. Like
I've
this.
Felt a string or two.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because they.
It's weird.
They feel like fish line. If you want to touch it?
Yeah. But
you could floss with this.
You shouldn't.
You could though.
Aren't they copper? Or what are the hormones inside? Estrogen?
So copper is no hormones at all.
But it does. You don't. But that's an effective.
That's really effective.
Right. Copper kills
copper
sperm.
Sterilizes sperm. Yeah. The other one you're talking about is hormonal, and it just releases hormones. Mm-hmm. And that one also is pretty effective.
And, so, and go ahead, Aaron, actually.
Yeah.
Is what
yeah.
I was gonna say.
So, how long is a IUD effective for?
So copper IUD, 12 years.
What?
Yeah.
That's basically your whole reproductive
that's
life.
That's a whole relationship.
That's three presidential elections.
That's two marriages.
You know, we're measuring by a lot of things, but they're all correct.
Three World Cups.
Let's measure by IUD string.
By Noah's virginity. That's
oh,
seven
it's half.
Virginities.
High whatever, five. if that's really what you think that means, you know what?
We know.
You. I'm gonna take,
What are you gonna take?
I don't know. You know what?
You're gonna take yourself and you're gonna go home?
I feel really.
You're gonna take that condom?
All right, so,
really
okay, so let's, so part of reproductive health, from what I understand, it's not only about prevention through these medical devices,
just
implants.
Really quick, is this how this usually goes? Just
excuse
no
me?
One.
No, usually excuse we me? Introduce the show, and we never did that. And I feel really weird, and I feel like we should do it
the
right now.
The thing
is,
though, is that
let's introduce the show.
The
really
thing is,
quick.
Though, is that Miriam felt cocky and brought out a plastic vagina, so we couldn't
a
really
lot
just
of stuff.
Yeah,
what?
We couldn't just. Really...
I was gonna talk about it, and you guys are just fiddling with all of it.
I'm over here. I didn't even touch it.
It's just like regular life.
Just what like real life. You know, let's
okay.
keep it away from
all
Noah.
Right.
Just
Noah
to stay
can
consistent
look at
with
it,
real life.
Investigate it. Just kind of
look
get
at
an
it.
Idea
be
about
scared.
It. Don't,
I
yeah,
know you're scared.
You know what? It
respectful.
Looks confusing and it looks complex.
Well, this
and
isn't what you see.
Over
this
my
is,
head.
This
just
is,
wait till there's a baby in there.
This
and then the baby comes out.
That's a lot
and then
more.
The baby has
that's
that.
A lot more manageable.
Yeah. So this is all you see when you're in it.
You see, I see, we see ice cream.
Just this.
Oh, that's really... half of what I see.
Well, this
oh, yeah,
is...
you got to put it together. So she's putting her hand on the thing. She's
so
going to put the plastic vagina back together. Oh, look at it. It just slides in.
It looks
in.
Like it just slides in there.
Oh, yeah. You
should
just got to fit
place.
It in the
oh,
slot.
There it goes.
Oh, yeah.
So
two man
is
effort.
All a,
and is that average size?
You know, everyone's vagina is totally
that?
Different.
Everybody's vagina is different.
No,
yeah. There's a book that. About it.
There is a book about
I
it.
I think it's
probably.
Called Everybody Poops, but it's interchangeable.
Through their vagina.
Which I knew about.
I'm good, you guys. I think I'm ready to go.
Move to the next
subject.
Can we move on? Okay. We've covered a lot.
That is a huge indictment.
We haven't covered anything consistently across the board.
We have.
I was trying to make a pun about condoms, but you guys are just.
We've covered it completely. And
I just want to say this is what women go through is like all kinds of methods, all kinds of things just to be so like, you want to hang out? You want to call me back? You want to do it?
Yeah. So why isn't this there is more all... for men? There's just
yeah.
condoms.
Why do they get everything?
Don't the Chinese have something?
There's probably male con or not.
Yeah, male
all
condoms.
Condoms are male condoms most of the time.
Except for female condoms, right. which
except
are male
for when
condoms.
Female condoms, except for females. Yeah, with a that can fit a fist. Well, all of them can fit a fist. But
man, that sounds like a terrible food from like Switzerland.
Fit a fist?
Have you ever had fit a fist? Oh, you can have all you want because it's
more,
calorie
sounds,
free.
Sounds more Scandinavian than
oh, yeah,
Swiss,
maybe it is. Yeah, you're
sure.
right. I did mean Sweden.
Sweden?
Anyway.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
you were saying? So, women go through all these methods
yeah.
of birth control
which
just
I imagine
to say,
really
I'm not going to have a
I
child.
I might have sex one day this month.
But I
have to prevent it for 30 days.
I have to manage this all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Kudos.
That's what's so annoying about
Kudos.
It.
Amen.
Is there any like hands-free versions? Obviously, you said the implant is for 4 months.
Implant,
the IUD is for 12
implant
years.
Implant is for 4 years.
4 years? Yowza!
Yeah, so it doesn't actually sound that bad.
Let me get through this. Oh, my God.
This is your show.
And that prevents pregnancy for 12 years.
The yeah. Paragard IUD, the copper IUD prevents it. I'm going to quiz you, Noah.
I know.
Copper IUD, mm-hmm. 12 years.
Okay.
Lyletta.
Marina
7 years.
These are just names of people.
That was my neighbor's
just
name.
Your friends?
Those
your
are my friends. They last for 7 years.
I had a neighbor right out of college.
Your
her name was Marina.
Leanna Moreno.
That's funny.
Ugh.
Is it what? Is naming
like
IUDs
that?
Like naming hurricanes?
I think so.
Or vice versa. I wanted to tell you my neighbor when I was coming up. She had a dog. She's called Goofbutt, but her name was
Goofbutt.
Her name was Marina, and that's
oh,
how
that's...
I knew it. I was like, I don't like you.
I don't like the
What was the dog's name again?
So I'm going to get a girl pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goofbutt?
The dog's Goofbutt? Name, I don't remember, but she would
oh,
say,
let's just... go, Goofbutt.
And be like, Marina.
Like being cutesy.
Get out of here.
Goofbutt.
But she didn't like us because we were mean. So reproductive health doesn't just
happen.
Start and end with condoms and birth control methods.
No.
It actually starts with communication.
That's right. Oh, this is how to insert an IUD.
Oh,
I brought it.
Can you bring your own?
Oh,
or can you put your own in?
No, don't do that. These are sterilized. This is not sterilized, but they come sterilized.
An IUD does. Oh, you
yes,
got one more.
Because then you're going to introduce infections and
sure.
your vagina can literally fall out of your butt. So
now,
what do they
that
call
I'd like
that?
To see.
That sounds like fit a fist to me. Fit a fiscopy.
That sounds like fit a fist.
Foscopy.
Yeah.
So this doesn't look too complicated. It looks like you just stick that plunger on
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, you just need 6 years of school.
And
then you can...
Oh, look, you have a little ring there in the end, and then that goes in too. And then also, it's non-sterile.
You know what?
Yeah.
No, it's not a Lego kit.
It's not
it
a Lego.
A little bit
no.
of experience.
Well, I wasn't allowed
know-how.
To play with Legos because I always swallowed them, so I don't
As
know what
you're not allowed
about.
To play with a vagina.
Or
this
an
isn't
IUD.
A vagina. I'm not... You know what? I'm not going to steal any of this stuff.
Do you think this IUD feels so bad because it'll never enter a vagina?
Not as bad as Noah.
What is that?
Not losing
Why are
Elizabeth.
We...
High five. Oh, we got it. High fived under the Noah.
Wow.
All right.
Nova.
Nova ring, come back here. No. We need you in this thing. It's
Nova ring.
Two people.
That's come back. Hilarious. Does he throw tantrums usually?
No, but I think he has to go to the bathroom.
Oh my God, now I feel bad. I triggered him.
No.
Ah!
Oh, there's a line for the bathroom. I can see it. Oh, he just went in. He'll be fine. Well, this
quite a production you got here.
Reproduction, really.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
wait, I wanted to talk about abortions.
Oh, is that a good birth control method?
Definitely.
Oh,
100% effective.
It's 100%. Is it really 100%?
Because once you do it, it's done. 100%.
How come everybody says botched
what
abortion?
Mean? What?
Isn't that the anti-
Oh,
the
I mean, they
pro-lifers,
say that.
They'll say that's
they'll
a botched.
They'll say botched. It's a bad one.
Clearly not a medical term.
Not a medical term, but it does happen if you don't go to a proper abortion care doctor.
Oh, okay.
Like back alley. That's where it came from, was like back alley abortions. They were botched abortions because women were doing them to themselves with hangers or, you know,
good Lord.
Doctors. doing air quotes, doctors would do it.
I'm scared to send emails at work sometimes because I'm not sure that it's worded right. Who's got the confidence to do an abortion in the back of in an alley?
Well, if you think you know a woman's body, you think you could do anything.
Well, I don't know that I know anything about a woman's body. The more I know, the less I know.
Yeah, the more. Oh,
uh-oh, what happened?
I don't know. That was tantrum.
Oh, I see.
Oh, did I not?
Oh, sorry. I kicked the cord out of the headphones and we thought it all died. Okay, hey, welcome back, Noah.
Do you like abortions? How do you feel?
That's where we're going with this.
Let me answer that question with a question.
That's a great question.
Let me answer that question with a question.
Put your mouth on the vagina, the plastic vagina.
Do you want me to answer the question?
Yeah. It's like a spaceship.
We should have streamed this one.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Let me answer that question with a question. Why don't you ask me again?
What do you think about abortions?
Let me answer that question with a question. When was the last time you murdered something and felt okay about it?
Dude, I literally killed a bug this morning. I felt so guilty. Murdered it. It was a moth, and I washed it down the sink deliberately.
Murder is defined by whatever you want it to be. It's interpretive. So
I think philosophically speaking, murder is bad killing.
Yeah.
So depends what you think. Yeah.
Right. So assassination, that just means...
This is a professional surgical procedure.
Abortionist.
Very legal. Execution. So is an assassination.
Up to how...
Very legal.
Up to viability.
There are laws.
Yeah,
24 weeks.
So it depends on
20 weeks.
Colorado is actually depends on which clinic you go to. There's one late term abortion doctor in Colorado, and he goes case by case.
Where he at? Wow.
How late do you think is too late?
I think it depends on the person's situation, things like that. Sure. And it's not for me to determine; it's for the person to determine.
Our government and the people in power.
Definitely
they
not.
Need to tell the
Man,
women.
I think if the Senate could just get together with the House. And just come to some sort of agreement
just
about how to treat these things.
Yeah.
And say, you ladies, you best not go get them. But don't go get them.
They don't.
You ladies, well, they don't all speak English, so.
So an abortion is a medical procedure.
Yes.
Aimed at preventing
terminating
existing
a pregnancy.
I can't.
Do you have a new sponsor?
We do.
Is it abortion?
It's abortion.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let's get our new. You got the card? You got the copy that they sent over?
Yeah, I got it. It's actually. You know what? It's not abortion. It's Westboro Baptist Church.
Give me that. You're making that up.
Yeah.
These are your notes. Call. They would never call you.
Are you looking for the hard way out? Then get in to the.
Hard way.
Abortion clinic and get out baby free. We're looking
this is dangerous.
For
you ever seen the movie
People
Juno?
No,
and not people to join us at the abortion clinic.
So come hang out
and bang out.
You've seen Juno.
I love
you're lying to
oh,
me.
Oh, that's where you're taking
thank
this?
You, abortion, for sponsoring the show.
Thank you, abortion.
There's that abortion scene in Juno.
It's not an abortion scene.
Oh, so
she's
you've
at a
seen
clinic.
The
oh, so
movie.
I've seen the movie. Yeah, I didn't want to give you the satisfaction.
Spoilers? Are we going to have spoilers?
Yeah,
I think we already.
She had the baby and gave it to Jason Bateman, and Jason Bateman
left the baby.
Left the
How
baby.
Come I'm thinking
and that
of Paul
just goes
Rudd.
To show what happens when an unwanted pregnancy gets out there.
I know I got you
can,
really upset,
can we
but
just
I
go
actually I have
wait
a
minute.
Point to
let
make.
Me. I
want to
make. I
make.
Have a better point.
So the lady in the abortion clinic scene. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, she
was
would
like,
never be hired in an actual abortion clinic.
I wasn't actually
welcome
well, no.
to women now.
Her. Sure. Wow, you have actually great recall. You've seen this movie recently, which is...
I've seen this movie several times in 2007.
Anyway, cool. I mean the lady
and
outside of the abortion clinic.
Yeah.
She's like, you know.
Babies have fingernails.
Fingernails. So those are the kinds of things that concern me.
You have to trim fingernails.
Those are the kinds of things that concern me. That a baby has a heartbeat 3 days after conception. That's a huge one that I, you know, it's like.
Before you answer that, let me draw a little bit more on Noah's question here.
Okay.
Let's look at the broad, big picture impact.
Yeah, like who's that broad over there?
Okay. Of an unwanted child.
Yeah.
So we're talking about Noah's perception of, oh, it's got a heartbeat. But that heartbeat becomes a full person eventually, maybe
it's
when he's
already
seven
person.
Or
no,
10.
It's a sack of cells, Noah. Have you seen one?
Yeah, man.
You're a sack of cells.
You are a sack of cells and a couple sacks of cells. Say it right now.
Wait, you're talking to him and me?
No.
Yeah, thank you.
He's a couple of them.
All right. What is the deal with unwanted children? Are they not?
What is the deal?
Are they productive members of society? You can't generalize.
They can be if they grow.
But they won't. Not with our sponsor.
You know, abortion. You guys, here's the thing about abortion. Is it so easy for us to get on our high horse and say, I was aborted. You know, here I am. I stand.
I literally have never thought that. I wasn't aborted. I might as well make the most of it.
But it
never once has crossed my mind.
Well, you know, it's funny that one side of the argument loves to interrupt and the other side just likes to have a conversation and maybe inform a little bit.
I wonder who's who.
Yeah, I can't even tell.
I literally cannot tell. I know there's a child baby in the room.
I do feel like Noah's trying to have a conversation and you're just insulting.
You're monopolizing it and you're aborting it, really. You're aborting the conversation.
Weren't you going to be
aborted?
Good
use of that word.
Or was it you?
Yeah, my parents thought I was going to be a girl and they were going to name me Mallory.
But that's not being aborted. I thought you told me.
And then he was born. They didn't find out the gender until after he was born.
Like,
and then they're like, abort.
Can we get rid of this? And
not anymore.
Yeah.
Unless you are case by case.
Yeah, the doctor's like,
no,
you drop
not
it off.
When it's out.
Well, yeah,
fire station for like 3 days, I think.
How long do you have to leave a baby? I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah, how long do you have to leave a baby out in the sun before it like cooks
perfectly,
like real brown and crispy?
I'm not versed in
baby cooking
babies. Oh. I'm versed in abortion care.
Oh, so you're see this is
and reproductive health.
This is you just talk yourself into a corner. You're
are there side effects of abortion for the
baby?
Woman? For the female.
There's definitely side effects. So if you would let me get through it, abortion is for anyone who does not wish to be pregnant at this time.
Who's already pregnant? How does an abortion differ from, say, Plan B, which is a 72-hour?
Oh, that is a great question because a lot of people come into the clinic wanting the quote-unquote abortion pill, and I have to tell them, actually, you want a Plan B. A Plan B is only used to delay ovulation by 5 days for a woman. If she's already ovulating, it's too late. The Plan B doesn't do anything. And then you can only take an abortion pill once you see something in an ultrasound, which would be about 5 weeks.
And that's a high dose of
acid, like hydrochloric acid. It just like burns the skull off of that little thing.
Definitely not. Oh. That is not how that works. But
I heard what you said, and then it took me like 6 seconds to register what you were actually saying.
I was
saying
that it was a pill of acid that they give and feed to that baby in the tummy. And
what is this for if you're going to think babies in a tummy, Noah?
What's that
Why
thing?
Did
What's
I bring
that,
this diagram?
What's that thing on the end there? That's
the baby's right here.
That's
inside.
That I, you know what? I know you're an expert on everything. That I disagree with. I think you're wrong with that. I think the baby.
You sound more and more like the Westboro.
Not like
you
a
are.
Member of,
yeah, you sound like a member.
Card holder member. Here's the thing: is everything I do here
really?
It's satire.
Just really,
it's all satire.
You should see his gun collection.
See my gun collection. Boom.
You don't have to yell.
Oh, whoa, did you get scared? Y'all get scared? Don't worry.
You screamed into
the
microphone.
Yeah, you screamed into the microphone.
So what's...
Noah, you can yell at me if you want.
Yeah, Noah, just let it go, man.
Just let it go.
Make peace with it and let it go. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, I have a question, another question. So we talked a lot about reproductive health. How should a man and a woman or a man and a man
so
and
just
a
really
woman
quick.
And a woman...
You never let me fully explain the abortion pill.
It seems like we got it done.
Yeah, I mean, I got it.
Well, the abortion
you
pill
said
goes
the words.
From five weeks to 10 weeks.
Okay.
But the in-clinic procedure,
you said
can,
no but.
I said but. Butts, tuchuses, the in-clinic procedure you can do from 5 weeks on.
Okay. Up to whenever.
Up to
months.
Whenever is
Nine
legal
months.
In your state.
Okay. What is the least that you know of, like the shortest amount of time that abortion is legal?
Abortion is legal? I think 6 weeks
what?
In some states, which is basically like that's when most women find out they're pregnant.
That's,
so
they make
not,
the whole announcement on Facebook and the whole.
Then nobody announces it if they're gonna.
I was pregnant. No, you wouldn't want to.
Yeah,
announce.
No.
It's not an easy thing to go to.
It
I
is
can
not
imagine.
Absolutely not, and I'm not trying to make light of it.
Sounds like you don't.
It sounds
know.
Like what? You're making it very trivial.
Yeah, like
Noah.
It's not impactful.
You ever played Trivial Pursuit?
Sometimes it's not impactful. Some women are just like. It's not a big deal, and
not
that's cool
deal.
Too.
There are a bunch of really famous women that have gone through the whole process.
I don't really know, and I don't really.
Ivanka Trump.
Ivanka Trump has not.
Yeah.
Shut
she
up.
She had six
she?
Or seven Donald Juniors.
What year was?
Or I don't know who had Donald Jr.
She's not. Yeah.
Barron.
Baron.
She was Baron, and then she had Baron.
You think she... No, she would. She was a model.
Probably. Man.
I mean, I'm not here to judge.
Have sex?
I don't think they touch each other. I think that's too many calories.
You know, this thing really bugs me, and I think we should stop with whatever this is.
Let's talk about the next subject. So did we get enough out about the abortion pill?
I guess.
I think he's explained it.
I don't think anyone's learned anything.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Except Noah is.
Yeah, I've learned a lot.
Here, boy.
Oh, look at that. She's stringing with the
new brain. Let me see what we're talking about.
So the first step to good birth control is strong communication, right? We should be talking to our partners. We should be expecting the expecting the things that we asked for and are willing to do.
Oh, you shouldn't expect what you asked for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should expect you demand what you discuss.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, you talk about what you want to do and then you execute your plan.
What I'm getting from this is... No means no.
Why does it sound like
yes.
a kill plan?
No, it's not a kill plan. It's like if you want to like remodel your kitchen, you guys have to come together. Yeah. You have to say, I really like that hardware on those cabinets, but I also like this hardware up here.
Upper.
Yeah, as far as abortion, though, that is a kill plan, though. So I just hope we're clear on that.
Oh, God, Noah. Hey, Noah?
Yeah.
When you have sex again.
For the whatever amount of time it's been.
How long has it been?
It's been a bunch. I don't know why. You got a message. Don't look at it. Don't look at it. You can't look at it.
It's about it's abortion.
How much do you like? Do you like having sex?
Yeah, man. I'm a fan of film, cinema. I like Italian food.
Honestly, I do like discussing people's sex lives. Just like, I don't know. I think it's cool.
I do too.
I think it's good to be open.
You should be open.
You should talk to your partner.
Yeah.
You should say, hey, I've never done this.
Let me hit that hoe up and be like, yo,
I'd
ho.
I'd be comfortable or I wouldn't.
Should we be
and
scared?
And hoes are, people you know, too. People too. And anyone's a hoe.
But
ho
let me tell
is
you
life, and that's something I live by.
Let me tell you this. Hoes ain't loyal too. So they might be people, but they also
ain't loyal. You are so close-minded. That Westboro Baptist Church has really done a number on you.
Forming his young butt.
I think you guys are wrong.
I think we are not as right as you.
100%
We haven't
right.
recorded yet, so this is all...
52 minutes?
I was kind of hoping we weren't recording.
Well, I've sort of been enjoying
Noah's
the
bullied
hang.
Me.
So let's get
I,
to
what?
Some...
What? I bullied you?
Yeah. Oh, I brought you these. They're PrEP. They say protect against HIV with PrEP. PrEP is a medication that you take every day to prevent...
So instructions.
No. PrEP. It just promotes PrEP.
It's like the brushing your teeth
of... Oh, but this does
of...
come with instructions. Some of them do.
It's like brushing your teeth of sex.
What?
Yeah, if you
HIV
it as...
prevention, it's like a toothbrush.
It's like a toothbrush.
Yeah.
Is it expensive?
It is expensive. There
you have a sample.
Well, Big Pharma.
Here I am, Barack Obama here. Let me just sign in this socialist.
Well, there are grants out there, Noah.
Yeah, I know a guy named Grant, too, and he got a girl pregnant and she kept it, so...
Well, good for them. I'm glad that they made that choice together, I hope.
Hey, Noah.
And are they happy and they together?
They certainly
aren't. Or these are just assumptions that you're
making? Certainly
aren't
and are made up people.
You think unwanted pregnancies should all continue?
I think for the sake of life and sanctity of life and traditional values.
Do you know how many people have died? Way more.
In the womb.
Ever.
From the womb to the tomb.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Is that a shirt? Yeah.
Do we should get that as a shirt?
Selling now on the website, you
guys. Come on down to School and Noah, or you can get it at Sexpot Comedy.
Also, fucking listen. Oh, jeez. Just
they,
God,
if they've
listen
gone
to the,
this
yeah,
far,
know,
they've right. definitely.
Why I'm would, just saying, listen.
Why are you yelling
listening?
At your listeners?
Because I'm
Who?
So sweaty.
Who's yelling? Yeah, it is warm in here.
And I've been hot, and I feel like I've been bullied. And
so
I feel
let's,
like...
all right. So let's do this. Noah, what do you think I should have learned today?
Well, I'm going to tell you what you should have learned. It seemed like a lot of this was a whole bunch of baloney.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like, well, I don't know, man. You know, it's hard for me. Again, I'm sort of close-minded for sure. There's a few things I think you should have learned. That is fun. I think wherever you can buy one of those.
He's talking about
listeners,
the plastic
I'm
vagina.
Pointing at the plastic vagina. That's fun. I mean, that is something I learned. Like, if you can find some sort of plastic diagram of a thing like that, then...
A vagina?
a thing like that?
Or any sort of thing. Any...
Like a largemouth bottle?
Mm-hmm. I bet you could.
What are you trying to say, Noah?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You know what? I think I've made myself clear. I think I've been perfectly redundant.
Yeah, I think you've done a good job being succinct with your thoughts.
Aaron, what have you learned today?
I think you should have learned, Noah, that abstinence...
Thank you.
Is going to continue to work for you.
Yeah, it's going to work until it doesn't, buddy. You should have a game plan.
I like that. I like that.
You should have a game plan for when
it does. Wait.
Yeah, you're going to get sick. You're going to get real sick, and I don't want to be the guy to have to take you to the hospital and say...
Because you have syphilis.
Your syphilis is at a stage 3.
At least that means I'm getting some, you know what I mean?
Not for long.
This is so depressing.
Miriam, thank you. Let's introduce the show real quick. Let's introduce the show.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. This is the Schooling Noah podcast with Aaron.
You just wanted to do it yourself, huh?
And Noah. So.
So many feelings are hurt in this episode.
Seems like one person's feelings were hurt, and it was just one feeling.
You know,
hurt.
Sometimes it's easier.
It's the same feeling that's been hurt.
It's easier to cause emotional pain than it is to have physical pain. So that's why we're talking about all this today.
It's easier
we
to
We didn't
cause
even get to the hashtag me too.
Do we need to talk about that for reproductive health? Sure. I don't feel like that's... No. What is that? Well, if it's important.
Well, I mean, at the clinic, we always ask, have you been physically or sexually assaulted or abused? That is big time. Because it has a lot to do with what you should get tested for. Yeah.
You know, this show really does handle some of the bigger issues.
I think.
Yeah, what the
f*** is our handling the bigger issues?
I said that so many times, and it's because I'm over here being asked about my whatever.
Your perversions.
Your whatever.
And
Miriam?
Yeah. I had to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
Can you just tell us your parting words?
I don't think I taught anyone anything, and I was just...
Now is your forum. Yeah, now is the time. This is when people tune in.
Why don't you leave us with something that you think is really
insightful? I brought condoms. I carry condoms all the time because I feel like everyone should have safe sex. They should communicate with their partners about what they want. Mm-hmm. And discuss, first up, what do you want to do if we happen to get pregnant? That way you're both on the same page. It's also the woman's choice because she's carrying it.
Sure is.
And just be cool. You know, hoe is life, but be safe.
Do you,
be cool.
Yeah,
Noah.
Be cool, Noah.
Do you have a website? Cool, you know what? I've actually turned completely, made a 180. I totally agree with all of this. Abortions all around.
In the last 30 really nice. Seconds?
Do you have a website we can visit?
Yeah, all right.
PPRM.org. Planned Parenthood Rocky Mountains.org. Also, the number is 800-230-PLAN. Oh, how fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers for PLAN are...
I don't know.
Oh,
four.
I can figure it out.
It's going to be bigger than four. It's going to be six.
No. It's going to be
six,
two.
Four,
it's
two.
It's going to be six...
Six.
Jesus. No, it's going to be seven. P, Q, R are like in the same
this is,
number.
Oh, they are,
this
yeah.
is bad, right?
Why are
800-230 PLAN.
Okay.
PLAN.
So anyway, thank you, Miriam, for coming.
Yeah.
We learned
thank
so
you.
Much
did learn
today.
A lot.
This
I did,
was a
we
lot
did
fun.
Learn a lot, and we're psyched that you came.
Noah hasn't eaten
you had
again.
To cancel last time.
Yeah, cranky butt.
I'm not cranky.
Yeah, right.
Cranky butt.
Well, we appreciate it.
Here's
you're
a birth
lovely,
control pamphlet for
and
you.
This
know
is all good information.
When
and if you guys
finally have sex.
If you guys are looking for real information, we'll post the Planned Parenthood website on our website, schoolingnoah.com.
Oh, do you have any shows?
I just won.
Congrats on that.
Yeah.
I forgot because I got wasted.
That was last night, huh?
Yeah.
Congrats on that. That's huge.
She moved on the New Faces,
Talent Night.
Yeah, so I think that next show is what...
September. So go check her out at Comedy Works downtown Denver.
Things coming up, but I can't remember right now.
Or in Highlands Ranch.
Oh, my show, Comedy Super Jam.
Comedy Super Jam at Mutiny Cafe. Big fans of Mutiny over here.
Yeah.
Big fans of Super Jam.
Last Friday of the month, it's a party.
Last Friday of the month,
sure is. I've done it.
Take your pills. I've done it.
Aaron's done it a bunch, a
couple times.
I've just done it the once, really. But I had a good time. I had a good time, and I think everybody really liked me.
You
so.
Want to be on it in July? But you have to be pro-choice.
Yeah, I told you I made
He's
it.
A 180.
I did 180, and like I said,
you have to pay for a couple of abortions, and then you'll be on the show.
That's only $800.
I'll do it.
Yes. God, we're gonna
three-way high five.
Let's let's forget this conversation and sneak in a high five.
This sucks, man. I need to change my underwear.
It's really
it's
hot.
It's so sweaty in here.
Oh, I did not get where that was going.
Don't worry.
Okay.
He'll smell it when he gets up.
Gotta say, these guys look like nerds.
Thank you.
Thanks, Miriam.
Yay. Yeah, these are... Next second.
Seriously, I'm not going to do that to anybody else. Jesus.
Get someone pregnant. Oh, it's a nightmare. Done it so much.
Yeah, you've done it thrice.
It's like next time you do it, I'm calling the cops.
Oh, record?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you need?
Yeah. Can I hand me my cans?
His ears get hot, so he has to.
Why do you call them cans?
Is that what they're called? That's what they call them. Yeah, cans.
Who, where'd you get that?
The word?
Yeah.
The dictionary, mostly.
Mark Maron uses it.
Mark Maron says cans.
Oh, so you're calling them cans because Mark Maron calls them cans.
I'm not sure who Mark Maron is, but I do know who you are.
Mark Maron. Well, when I get sassy, I get nasally.
Have you heard this podcast before?
I've heard.
Of it. It? How much time do you spend podcasting?
You told me about it when you asked me to be on it.
That's perfect. That's the exact amount we expect. That's actually more than most.
I listened to...
Let me guess which episodes.
I can guess. Two episodes.
Yeah. Jacob Rupp and Jacob Rupp?
Jacob Rupp, Jacob Rupp.
No.
Oh, really?
I haven't heard his.
Yeah. Well, you should because they are delightful.
Well, he's a delightful man.
He's a real...
He's a real...
Kind of a
he's
guy.
He's a good guy.
I could see what you see.
Why don't you go ahead, because this is a great sort of...
This is a good way to start things off. Okay.
This has been a Sexpot Comedy Joint. Collaborative, community-driven comedy produced by Andy Jewett and Kayvon Kalatvari. Headquartered in Denver, Colorado, with technical support from Isaac Miller. Every day at sexpotcomedy.com or at a show near you. Until next time, be well, friends.